Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I wanted to open with some good news. It's still very, very sad and tragic and devastating what happened at the Surfside Condominium. But I don't know if you guys heard, on Saturday, we were told that they found a cat. A cat survived the collapse, survived being out without their family for over 2 weeks. And the cat's name is Binks. Binks lived on the 9th floor of the Champlain Tower South in Surfside, Florida. Was found 16 days after the collapse. Now, as you know, the collapse occurred June 24th, 2021. Death toll has risen as they've gone into a rescue to recovery trying to find those that perished in the condo collapse. And I guess a cat was running around near some of the volunteers and went up to one. And it was a real, real, like, bright, I guess, beacon of hope, you know, that some of the pets could have still possibly survived this collapse, as not only was it so destructive and tragic, losing over 130 people possibly, they're still trying to recover and find those who are missing, but the pets as well. And Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava spoke at a press conference Friday evening, reporting how Binks was found by volunteers and rescuers. She said, after 16 long and incredibly difficult days, I'm able to share a small piece of good news. Binks from Champlain Tower South has been found. She said, thank you from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of our community to the team who played a role reuniting him with his family. Little Binks. Binks looks like my cat Spider. And Binks looks pretty happy right now. Sadly, one of the family members is still missing. Now, Binks lived in Unit 904. That unit belonged to Angela and Edgar Gonzalez. They lived in the building with their two daughters, Devin and Taylor, and the dog Daisy. Now, Angela and Devin, so the mom and one of the daughters, were the first to be pulled from the rubble. They were hospitalized. Taylor, the other daughter, was not at the building at the time of the collapse. But the father, Edgar, is still missing. And I'm not sure what happened to Daisy the dog. According to Fox News, Kitty Campus, Operation Paw, and Sobe Cats worked together to save Binks and reunite him with his family. Now, rescue crews did extensively search for pets before they called it as well on Let's Now Go to Recovery. But, you know, the question is how does a cat survive? How does a cat make it through a disaster such as that? Well, according to BBC News, there was a study back in 1987 of 132 cats that were brought to a New York City emergency vet clinic after falls from high-rise buildings. So I guess back in the 80s, that a lot of cats were just jumping out of buildings, I guess, or tripping and falling. Because you know how cats, they sit there and they crawl on the balance beam, and they sit there and they do things that acrobats wouldn't even do, and then just something happens and they slip. Well, apparently 90% of these cats actually survived. Only 37% needed emergency treatment to keep them alive. One fell 32 stories onto concrete and only suffered a chipped tooth and a collapsed lung and was released from the hospital 48 hours later. 32 stories, a cat survived with a chipped tooth and collapsed lung. So they think maybe what happens is the cats have kind of evolved to contort their body. Well, we know they do this. We know they contort their body as they fall. And another thing some experts have noticed is they may parachute down with their limbs spread to slow the fall. So there's a picture. It's a it shows kind of a cat falling, and the pictures caught it in still images. And you see the cat looks surprised and starts to fall on its back. Then it quickly rotates over, spreads its arms and legs to slow the fall, and then brings all fours down to prep for the fall. Now, I've always wondered if cats could do what, I don't think I saw Marvel or DC Comics where Flash or the one that's Magneto's son that's super fast, where they can slow down time so they have the ability to kind of rotate and move and pivot and then reposition so that they land perfectly. I just wonder if cats have that ability, because cats look at me like I move too slow. And I'm like, I'm getting you your eats, and like, meow. And I'm like, I'm going as fast as I can. I get you guys move faster, but they just seem to. I don't know. I need to kind of work on this theory, but I think they're very similar to Flash, and I forget who that other one was where they can move super fast. It's in the Flash is DC and Marvel. Gosh, remember, he has a sister, and the sister was in Wanda's world, and they're the son of Magneto, and he has, like, silver hair, silver something, not the Silver Surfer, that's something different. I gotta remember what it is. But anyway, so they seem to be able to move with time slower, so they get, I just wonder if cats have that ability. I know that seems really, you know, out of this world and out there, but all I know is, you know, cats also move like liquid. I don't know if you ever saw, there's this like meme or this little video that circulates social media where a cat is going in between the cushions of a couch, and the only way it could do that is if it's liquid. I mean, it just knows how to contort its body to the weirdest positions. So anyway, Bink survived. By the way, cats can survive 2 weeks without food, but they can't survive more than 72 hours without water. So the fact that this cat survived 16 days is amazing. 1-877-DR-DELLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolia Show. Got a little bit of construction here in my studio. I didn't have air conditioning for a little bit, so at least I don't have to look all sweaty during the show, so I'm pretty, pretty happy about that. Now, we've had some record temperatures. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I think we hit a record of 117. I could swear when I grew up in Arizona, we had 120 temperatures. So for me, I didn't really notice much of a difference, but I'm sure everybody new to Nevada was like, what the heck is this? And Death Valley hit 130 degrees. Now, interestingly, Death Valley, which is the lowest point, I believe, on Earth, the lowest elevation on Earth, that usually gets the hottest. It's, I guess it's record of about 135 degrees was set back in 1913, but experts say that the temperatures, the thermometers might have been off, because in order for thermometers to check temperatures, they have to be away from trees and away from shade and away from being, you know, in certain, I guess, angles of the sun. So there's a science behind where a thermometer has to be to get an accurate temperature. So there's a chance that Death Valley hit its record this weekend. It just, we're kind of using 1913 tech and protocols that might have been a little faulty, they're saying. So, interestingly, we could just say we hit record temperatures. Now, I am amazed at how our air conditioning unit was able to survive. I'm surprised the pool still kept water. The animals, I could tell, didn't like being outside because they were all inside looking at me like, what are we going to do for entertainment now? And I'm like, well, we could play the, you know, why don't you quit doing pee-pee house game? And they didn't like that because one really likes to go pee-pee house. But our governor has asked us to start conserving. Well, not our governor, I'm sorry. Our power in my neck of the woods, Nevada Power, asked us to start conserving energy. So this weekend we did. I had my whole family on board with this. And so Nevada Energy asked residents to conserve power over the weekend between 6 and 9 p.m. Now, I think they were talking 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., but maybe it was only 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., but it said 6 and 9 p.m., so my guess is that's supposed to be then p.m.s only. But we, the whole day, we're pretty, pretty good with the power because we don't want to lose our power grid. I am scared to death of that. I don't have even an electric car yet. I can't afford that, but I am no way going to put up with a power grid going off. So conservation measures, I've told you guys this. How many of you leave your plugs, your chargers in the outlets? So then all you have to do is put in your phone or put on your phone on that little disc thing. Don't do that. You got to pull out the chargers. You have to unplug, like the television. Unplug your electronics because power still runs through the cords. So unplug them. Also, we have shades to kind of block out the sun and block out the heat. In the winter, it's nice because it warms the room. But in the summer, so you want to have some real deep, thick shades. If you don't have them, put a blanket just to kind of block the sun because that heat comes through the glass and it heats up the place. They also recommended that we set the thermostat about 78 to 80 degrees. Now, I live with my husband, and, you know, he likes it 65, 68. Can't be doing that when you're trying to conserve power. So I put everything up to about 78 degrees, and I live in a house of men. Why is it so hot? Well, there's a heat wave.
There was a heat wave yesterday, but it's still hot.
Yeah, it's the heat wave. Just don't blame me, but blame climate change, okay? Ask AOC why the house is hot.
I don't get it, Mom.
So anyway, so I put it up to about 78 degrees. Apparently, when you leave the house, or at night, they want you to raise it even higher, up into the 80s. Now, I told you guys, in order to sleep better, you need to lower the air to like the 60s, like 68 degrees. So I've had to, with my whole perimenopausal BS that I've been dealing with, I've had to now lower the temperature to like 68 degrees. I need to actually be cold in order to sleep. Well, that doesn't work when you guys are trying to conserve power. So reduce swimming pool pump times because the pump can keep going. A lot of us with our refrigerator and our freezers, we don't clean the seals. When was the last time you cleaned out your refrigerator? Okay, I've done it a couple times this year so far. I like it. I really like it. I don't understand why. It's disgusting. There's something about having a clean fridge that I like. And I am not obsessive about cleaning. If you saw my studio, I got wrappers. But when it comes to the fridge, I really like it clean. Apparently, you need to clean the seals. Because if you don't clean the seals and air escapes, it has to pump harder to keep that temperature colder. So I came home from vacation. We were gone a few days and the freezer was open, which means we lost our turkey. We lost a whole bunch. And I was like, what the heck, guys? Well, apparently the turkey was so big that they couldn't close the freezer. We had a discussion about that. use the sun to dry one's clothes. If you don't need to use a dryer because outside is 117 degrees of dry heat where I live in Southern Nevada, you don't need to dry your clothes in a dryer. You could put them out there. And I know Homeowners Association doesn't want to see people's underwear and bras and things like that. My bra, I think it's a wildlife risk because a bird could get, I mean, they could really get caught. In fact, I think a whole flock of birds could get caught in one of my bras. So I don't think I would air dry the bra, but, you know, a dress or something I could probably air dry. That should be fine, especially since I have a lot of glitter and sparklies on my clothes. So I don't think the birds would be attracted to that. If you're going to run the dishwasher or cook, they say do it at cooler times. Don't in the middle of the day when it's so hot cook, because you're going to get hotter. So cook during the cooler times. So another thing you could do is you could do like an overnight crock pot and then just have food ready for the next day. I know you don't like leftovers. I love leftovers, but that's an idea to save energy. We talked about unplugging electronics. There's so many other ways to conserve energy. But I told you guys, because of the water levels dropping and the unprecedented drought, and I think we got a little bit of rain in my neck of the woods last night, there is going to be some poop coming around the bend. And it's going to have to do, especially with the western U.S., cutting back on water, cutting back on power. Remember in California, they were asking people to alternate when they were going to charge their cars? You know, there's this big, big push to go electronic and go hybrid. And mind you, I'm a fan of saving the planet, okay? I worked for the EPA. I love trees. I love pets. I love my kids. God willing, gonna have grandkids, great-grandkids. So I want the earth protected, but I still want a hamburger. Right? You know, I still want, you know, a lamb chop every now and then. So don't be ridiculing me and accusing me of carbon footprintizing all over the globe when I think there's a bigger issue at play. I mean, the West is getting drier. The East is getting wetter. There's some shift. There just is. So there could be a variety of factors causing it. But sadly, we have built so many homes. And we are continuing as people are fleeing California and, you know, fleeing certain areas where they don't like the laws and going to other states. Just like look at the influx of people coming into Florida. We are building more and more homes than I think we have water or power for. And so when we needed our power grid at the most, that's the time that the power company said, we need you guys to come back. We need you guys to conserve. So don't think that power is going to be a commodity or something that you will always have access to. If we are not built for high temperatures, and we know the temperatures are going to get higher, then you need to expect that you're not going to have what you currently have now. So generators, you know, maybe you want to make sure you have a generator. Maybe you want to make sure you have more freezer space than you realize, because power will go out and at least the freezer can keep the food cold for a longer period of time. Maybe you need to have certain like water filtration systems, so in case you do need to, I don't know, take pool water, right, or nearby lake water, you have a filtering system. But I think we need to start living like campers and backpackers. I think we need to start going through that training, because I am just seeing too many people unprepared. And I'm like, you guys have never had power outages before? Yeah, I mean, we're really stressing the system. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-GOT-SALLY.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer is reporting it plans to meet with U.S. health officials Monday to discuss their request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. President Biden's chief medical advisor has acknowledged it is likely that additional booster shots will be needed. In Britain, Sunday night, three black players who missed penalty kicks for England in the decisive European Championship shootout against Italy were called racist names online. The English Football Association issued a statement condemning the language used against the players. Thousands of demonstrators went out on the streets in several Cuban cities to protest ongoing food shortages and overall higher prices amid new coronavirus lockdowns on the communist island. Cuban officials blame the United States for the unrest. California firefighters continue to contain the largest wildfire in California this year, while state power operators urge people to conserve energy after a huge wildfire in Oregon took out three major power lines. USA Radio News. Britain is to ease COVID-19 restrictions. Brad Bernards reports.
The UK government is confident that plans to lift a range of COVID-19 restrictions will go ahead on July 19th in England, but mask wearing in indoor enclosed places will be expected, Vaccine Minister Nadeem Zahawi said on Sunday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson detailed proposals earlier this week to eliminate a series of rules on mask wearing, social contact, and the instruction to work from home.
The leaders of the United States and Germany will meet this week. Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden will meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel this week at the White House. The two are expected to focus talks on the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the COVID-19 pandemic, and a recent surge in cyber attacks. It could be Merkel's final visit to Washington as Germany's leader. She said she plans to step down following elections in September after more than 16 years in power. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, one agency says, nah, we don't need the booster right now. Don't even think about it. Pfizer's like, wait a second. Actually, we're going to meet with the U.S. about our booster. We have a booster shot for the variants, and we're ready to go. Meanwhile, Israel is already starting to give the booster. So here in America, we're like, can somebody please tell us what the heck is going on with the booster? Okay? So I am going to just venture and say everybody's right. And I tell you why everybody's right. So here's the thing. Okay. We have had some fantastic data come out with the current COVID-19 vaccines that we have. And the hospitalizations of vaccinated individuals. They're happening still, but they are so low that the that the current vaccines we have are doing pretty darn good. The CDC has said right now you don't need to get a booster. So if they're talking about our current protection that we have, and we don't have, right, the booster shot available, and we still have a good majority of the population not fully vaccinated yet, the CDC is right in saying we all don't need to run to try to get a booster. Because currently health officials are still trying to get the first doses out. Now, on the flip side, this Delta variant, apparently we've had a 50% jump in cases of COVID in multiple places throughout the United States. And this Delta variant is starting to make its, you know, as predicted, it is becoming very prominent. Now, as I told you, I believe the numbers are higher because when I was taking care of patients over the weekend and they were sounding like they had COVID symptoms, but they were mild, I'm like, do you want to go get tested? No, I've been vaccinated. Yeah, but this could be COVID. Nah, I don't want to. I'm like, well, I'm going to make the recommendation because it would be interesting to know if this, you know, and we want to prepare just in case you have bad COVID. But I don't think a lot of vaccinated individuals even want to know that they have COVID. And so I don't think we're going to have the numbers. In terms of hospitalizations, in my neck of the woods, hospitalizations are starting to rise. We had a huge, fantastic Garth Brooks concert. We had the McGregor fight, which we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about his ankle in a little bit. So we had some huge, huge events. And so I'm expecting the numbers to go up again. I mean, you know, numbers will go up with crowds and all that, but this Delta variant is one tricky sucker. And I think in Nevada, we're about 45% fully vaccinated, so we're still nowhere near herd immunity. So for those of you that are like, look, I want to be prepared, let me get the booster, it's not going to be available yet. Now, currently, Pfizer is going to be asking authorities to approve their booster. And I think the timing is good. I think Pfizer is 1,000% correct. We have Delta. We have the Delta variant becoming so prominent right now. Let me see what we have here. I apologize. New infections rising almost 50% across the U.S. Apparently, we're having close to 20,000 new COVID-19 cases per day over the last 7 days. And remember, that's of people actually willing to go and test. Mild cases, the CDC has stopped counting. Breakthrough cases of those who are vaccinated, but I think the numbers are still very important so we know what the risk is for somebody who's been vaccinated. Because a lot of you guys are out there acting like you could just kiss a stranger right now. It's a good feeling, you know, to be vaccinated and feel like you're not going to get a deadly disease, but, you know, there's still deadly diseases out there. So hospitalizations are rising. Even though 99% of the deaths are among people that have not been vaccinated, there's still that very, very small risk of vaccinated people dying. So Pfizer now is going to ask, and I apologize, I'm trying to get this up. Pfizer is meeting right now with officials to try to get their COVID booster. Now, according to Pfizer, their third shot of their mRNA vaccine is going to enhance the immunity of those who already received the first two shots, and it's, they said, in addition to creating a booster for its existing vaccine, the drug maker said it would formulate a new version of the COVID-19 vaccine to target the Delta variant. So the big question we have is their booster already Delta variant tested? No, because there hasn't been enough time. So we don't have data on how strong the booster is. So this booster is actually a third shot, from what I'm understanding, a third shot of their current mRNA vaccine. So they plan to meet with U.S. health officials today, and this would be the third dose of their current vaccine. And they believe that is going to still boost immunity and protect it from some of these other variants. So, like I said, everybody's right in a way, because here's the thing. We have so many variants out there. We have the Alpha variant from the UK, the Beta variant from South Africa, the Delta variant from India, which is the one that's now becoming the more dominant strain in the U.S. We have the Gamma one from Brazil, the Epsilon from California. There's a Lambda from South America. I taught you guys how to memorize them really, really easy. We'll do it again another day. I'm not going to go through that, but they're really easy to memorize. So any of these strains can make their way to a certain population. And it's going to be very, very difficult for pharmaceutical companies to have targets for every single strain. Many of them have very similar mutations. Either they just luck of the draw developed these same mutations, or they originated from a mother strain, or again, maybe it's this entity that could have produced the original one. Not spreading the conspiracy theories, but we still don't know where all of these mutations are coming from. We're assuming they're just naturally happening with very similar mutations in these different areas. And so a vaccine booster would need to then, like we do with the flu shot each year, protect against the newer strains. That's kind of not what's going on right now. They currently have more of their shot. They can give another booster to help bring that immunity, keep that immunity strong. That can work. You know, even if it's not Delta variant or Lambda variant or Epsilon variant or Gamma variant specific. The problem is America ready to talk about third shots when they can't get people to get their first or second shot? So I don't know if America's ready for that, but you have people going, I'm ready. I understand there's people that might be hesitant about the vaccine, but I'm ready. So you have people there that are ready and wanting it, and here's Pfizer going, we have it if you want. Yeah, I mean, we put the money in, you guys spent the money, we have it. So what I perceive is happening is those who want, I think because of the Delta cases rising and because as we finally, shed a lot of these lockdowns, we're going to start to see cases go up. I am always for patient choice in terms of what goes into their body. And so if somebody wants to have access to a booster, they should be able to go and have access to it. If somebody doesn't want to put it into their body, they shouldn't have to. And I understand with public health, that's a big, huge issue. And, do we need to force vaccines to try to keep these viruses out? I don't know, because I don't know if forcing the vaccines is really going to work. And I just don't think it's worth violating our rights. I mean, if there are people that don't want to inject something into their body, we are not a country that forces that. And I know there's a lot of politicians out there, saying, look, it's for the greater good. Once you start saying, look, people have to make sacrifices, for others. Well, the mask was a sacrifice. The giving up your business was a sacrifice. You're going to lose people. So much sacrifice at some point, they're going to say, nah. So I am pro-vaccine. I want people to get the vaccine, but I'm not going to support any mandates at this time. So I think a booster, if Pfizer wants to have a booster, if Israel is like those at risk who want a booster have it, go for it. I mean, if they don't have any allergies to it, I think that's fine. Is it preemptive? Is it too early? Not for those, if we are starting to see, and again, we're waiting for data and we're waiting for transparency, but if we are seeing vaccinated individuals start going back to the hospital, and we're starting to hear cases of vaccinated people, then the big question is, when were they vaccinated? Is it that the vaccine is wearing off, or is it that the variant is too strong? I mean, the flu shot I got last year, I am not expecting to work this fall, so I get a booster.
They thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I like the ladder in the background. I like the ladder because I really like the whole Home Depot decor, you know, or Lowe's, you know, like we're like kind of fixing stuff or doing stuff. The problem is I'm not really feeling the air conditioning now. We kind of worked on the vent in the studio, and I think the air conditioning's still out. So I'm going to get sweaty, but that's okay. It's all right. It happens. It's like, it looks like I'm working hard. I mean, when you see your radio host really cutting a sweat, that means they are really working hard, busting their butt. Okay, so when I was little, there were these Cheech and Chong movies. Now, my parents wouldn't let me watch Cheech and Chong movies because apparently they were rated R, I think, and so I wasn't allowed to see rated R movies, right? Even though my parents spoke like truck drivers and I, you know, there was, but anyway. So, but what I do remember when I was able to see a little snippet of Cheech and Chong is they would get high, and
But yeah, don't come knocking if you see the van rocking or whatever they would say. So, you know, and they'd be like, you know, just dude, right? And anyway, and so they were cool. So Cheech and Chong were like heroes to us kids because we were like, oh man, they're living the life, they're cool, and yeah. And so marijuana had this stereotype of chilling you out, calming you down, making you chill. And for some people, it does that. It chills them out. It helps them sleep. We talked about the sativa versus the indica and how the different brands, like the indica can help you more sleepy, yet the sativa can make you more energized. And so the marijuana has, you know, different strains, tons of different strains, tons of different forms. And some of the leaves are even hybrid, the ruderalis, I believe. And so there's different, shall we say, benefits to each. But one thing that I had talked about, spoke about a while back, and now finally it's making headlines, is there's psychosis that can come with marijuana use. And so you're going to see the term scromiting. And scromiting is something that I've seen the vomiting part of it, but I haven't necessarily seen the scromiting per se when I was an ER doc. But scromiting is a mashup of screaming and vomiting. And they are seeing that with people who are chronic marijuana users. So I don't know how you scream and vomit at the same time. I mean, when I vomit, I guess it's a little loud. I don't think so. I've never really videotaped. I should video. Next time I have to throw up, I'll videotape. And it's not that loud. So for somebody to scream and vomit, they're probably in a lot of pain and they're probably going through a psychosis. And so ER docs and hospitals are telling people, look, we're seeing a big uptick in people getting pretty, pretty sick from their marijuana use. Now, when you think back to Cheech and Chong, you're like, okay, wait a second, okay, it didn't do that to them. Well, remember, their pot was different. Their pot had a lot lower THC. Some of those, I think the THC component might have only been 2 or 3%. Now, we have strains where the THC level is up to 90%. And we've spoken about it on the show. I don't know if anybody listens, but how THC has been linked to psychosis. So we've also spoken about on the show a few years back about the hyperemesis syndrome from cannabis, hyperemesis syndrome. And so cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, but it's a lot of people call it cannabis hyperemesis syndrome. So the vomiting and the psychosis going hand in hand show that we're probably having too strong a pot out there. Now, experts say just 10% THC is enough to give somebody a psychotic episode. A psychotic episode is where you kind of disassociate with reality and you can't kind of control yourself. Now, people say, oh, you become schizophrenic. Schizophrenic is more chronic. Psychosis is a very acute period where you could be having hallucinations. You could be having delusions. So psychosis is where you escape, you have this separation from reality. And it's very scary and it's a very dangerous time. And so when people say marijuana is mild, marijuana is chill, nobody dies from it, it's a little different now. And I mean, I see people drive on the road, I don't know what the heck is wrong with them. And at first I was kind of joking around going, I could tell when they're smoking pot because they're slow. And you know, you'll see people really slow and chill. I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing a lot of road rage. And I'm not saying these people that were shooting people on the road over the weekend were, you know, psychotically induced marijuana users. But you start to kind of wonder, you know, what are the products that people are using? Whether it's legal or not legal, there is stuff on the market with 90% THC. That's already way, way high. And the more people use it, the more they require, the stronger they need. They develop a tolerance. So, and then some a dependence. So, let me see what I have here in terms of some data. So, basically THC, or the cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, it's this constellation of symptoms where you have the nausea, you have the cyclical vomiting, you have abdominal pain, And what's very interesting is you have this intense urge to take hot showers. I love hot showers. I don't smoke marijuana. I don't eat it. But I love my hot shower. But apparently, when somebody's like, I just have to be in the shower, it soothes them. They get this weird feeling that they need to take a hot shower. So we kind of spoke about these case reports that started to surface in 2004. These people would test positive for marijuana. The hot bath or shower would provide temporary relief because some had perceived hypothermia. So even though cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome concentrated on the vomiting aspect, people were forgetting the psychotic component of it. If somebody is feeling like they're hypothermic, that's not reality. So CHS has always had this underlying part of, you know, this underlying hint of a psychosis involved. 2017, Dr. Ken and Hurd and his team at the University of Colorado Hospital began studying this as they noticed a spike in people presenting. Back in 2012, Colorado had legalized marijuana, one of the first states. So Dr. Hurd had said, we see them here on a daily to weekly basis. He said, the biggest problem we've seen with this disease is that until now, it's been unrecognized, and therefore these people are suffering longer than they need to. So people were diagnosing them with gastroenteritis or maybe now COVID. And when you ask how much marijuana do you smoke, if they're in a state where it's illegal, they might say none. If it's in a state where it's legal, they might pony up to it going, yeah, you know, I smoke. And so I've diagnosed this over the phone. Somebody having abdominal pain, nausea, I'll ask them how much marijuana they smoke or eat and so ingest. So CHS, we don't really know exactly. One theory is the chronic overuse could cause the body or gut to only take so much, and then when there's this toxic amount, the body tries to reject it by throwing it up. It's not an overdose, though, because people say, you know what, doctors are saying marijuana is dangerous because they're overdosing. CHS is not an overdose yet. It could be in terms of the toxicity of it, but CHS is just when you chronically use it, your body rejects it. And so, you know, maybe in theory it could be considered an overdose. It by no means is a withdrawal. But a true overdose of marijuana is paranoia, psychosis, dry mouth, memory loss, red eyes, chest pain, blood pressure changes. Even an overdose is heart attack and stroke. Withdrawal, on the other hand, is irritability, anxiety, difficulty sleeping, cravings. So CHS immediately resolves if you stop smoking and using marijuana. So that's why it's not technically an overdose or a withdrawal. Can it kill you? Well, the severe vomiting could cause major dehydration, possible kidney failure, and then, of course, the psychotic state could put you, you know, at an issue. Many people make their CHS worse because they're nauseous, so they'll smoke more. And then we give you IV fluids, we hydrate you, and then sometimes we'll give you an antipsychotic like haloperidol. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.